This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, Chicago police are investigating a fatal shooting last night outside a popular hot dog stand. This is on the Near West Side. WBBM's Carolina Garibay with the details.
A man is dead and another is injured after the shooting outside Jim's Original hot dog stand near the UIC campus. Police say just before 10:30 p.m., people inside a dark-colored SUV and a red sedan got out of the vehicles and started shooting at each other on the street. A man was shot in the face and taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. A 19-year-old man was shot in the chest and is in critical condition. No one is in custody. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 48-year-old woman was shot while driving on the southwest side early today. Police say the woman was heading north on Ashland near 42nd Street when someone fired shots from a southbound silver or gray sedan. The woman was hit in the side and arm. She was taken to a hospital in serious but stable condition.
A 14-year-old boy was arrested for allegedly committing four robberies on the CTA over the past month. WBBM's Mallory Vorbrook joins us live now from the anchor desk with more.
Cisco, Chicago police say the 14-year-old boy is accused of beating his targets before taking their property. The juvenile is facing felony charges in connection with four robberies taking place between August 20th and September 18th. Police arrested the boy on Monday in the 100 block of East 95th Street. Live from the news desk, Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Contract talks continued last night between public schools and the teachers union in Chicago. The teachers' last contract expired at the end of June. CTU President Stacey Davis Gates says there are a number of issues on the table.
When we're talking about closing schools, we're also talking about the codification of tons of teacher vacancies. I think we number over 1,000 of those vacancies right now. And coupled with those vacancies, we're missing valuable opportunities for young people in those spaces.
Schools Chief Pedro Martinez says he plans to ask the Board of Education to approve a resolution vowing not to close any public schools before 2027. Martinez also says he has no plans to resign despite the mayor asking him to do so.
An education activist says the mayor's efforts to get rid of Pedro Martinez may be a sign of things to come.
Cassie Cresswell, president of Illinois Families for Public Schools, says the power struggle between Mayor Johnson and school CEO Pedro Martinez is a preview of what's ahead as Chicago moves toward an elected school board. And while some of the conflict is over how CPS closes a more than $500 million budget gap, she says discussions over short-term borrowing or who pays what pension costs miss the point.
The truth is, no matter who is our CEO, the district is short on funds. And that is in part because our state is underfunding schools. And it's not just underfunding Chicago, it's underfunding schools all around the state.
The mayor wants Martinez to resign. Martinez says he won't. And Cresswell wants everyone to pressure the state to do better with school funding. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A new behavioral mental health clinic for Chicago's underserved communities is coming to the South Side.
The grand opening of the Ada S. McKinley Community Mental Health Clinic will be Thursday at Insight Hospital, which is the former Mercy Hospital. Jamal Malone, CEO of Ada S. McKinley Community Services, says, "For too long, our community has relied on emergency rooms and law enforcement to address their mental health needs. The new mental health clinic will feature 20 private counseling suites staffed by therapists, case managers, and crisis workers." Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Park District is inviting residents to be a part of a Halloween in the Parks event throughout the city. The festivities include pumpkin patches, campfire horror movies, and other activities. The first event is Harvest Fest at the Indian Boundary Park on the 2500 block of West Lunt this coming Sunday. The events are mostly free, but some of them are going to charge a minimal fee for supplies and giveaways. Businesses on the Northwest Side are fed up with another round of break-ins this week. WBBM's Haley Hansen joins us live at the anchor desk with more.
We are sick and tired of this. That's what Backlot Coffee in Old Irving Park posted to Facebook after being broken into Monday, 4 months after another break-in. Five businesses total were targeted. Two men wearing dark clothing and face masks gain entry into the businesses by breaking out a glass door or window. The pair then targets cash registers and office areas before fleeing in either a gray Volkswagen Jetta or Jeep Grand Cherokee. Chicago police are warning business owners to pay special attention to suspicious people loitering in the area. Reporting live from the Anchor Desk, Kaylee Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Northwest suburban man is charged with scamming elderly victims out of their retirement savings.
Prosecutors in Indiana say a federal grand jury has charged 31-year-old Abdul Muhammad of Des Plaines with wire fraud and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Investigators say Muhammad and others scammed victims, typically the elderly, by claiming to be government agents and telling them they had to convert their savings to cash or gold bars and give it to law enforcement for protection. One victim gave $80,000 in gold bars to a fake FBI agent in a grocery store parking lot near Indianapolis. Muhammad allegedly tried to get $45,000 in cash from the same victim in the same place. Muhammad remains a fugitive. Indiana prosecutors say he should contact the FBI immediately to arrange for his safe surrender. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Sports, here's Josh List.
Hey, good morning. A little wind helps blow the lowly White Sox back into a tie game with L.A., trying to dodge a record 121 losses. The Sox, Luis Robert, earns an RBI when his pop-up with two outs in the eighth is misplayed by the Angels' second baseman, bringing up Andrew Benintendi with the go-ahead runner on base.
That was a biggie. And then Benintendi sends it through the hole, and the Sox take their first lead of the night, 3-2 in this eighth inning.
The Angels open it up with a misplay, and the Sox come storming their way through.
And Justin Anderson strands a tying run on base for the save. Sox win 3-2. Schriffen and Stone, NBC Sports Chicago. First time all year they've rallied to win when trailing after seven innings, now 1-94.
That felt good. I mean, I don't think everybody knows that, but first comeback win, just being this late in the season, it's hard to believe, but I'm glad we got it done tonight.
The Sox remain tied for the most losses in modern baseball history with the 1962 Mets. 5 to go. They'll take on the Angels tonight. And the Cubs are back in Philadelphia with 4 left. They beat the Phillies 10-4. Cody Bellinger 4-for-5 with a triple 4 RBIs. And the Bears coming up short in back-to-back losses return to work for the Rams. LA is at Soldier Field Sunday. Blackhawks, Connor Bedard back to action with the exhibition opener at home tonight against Detroit. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago's first responders and city employees now have better access to a groundbreaking treatment for PTSD and other mental health issues.
This is the wave of the future. We can help a lot of people. We could save a lot of lives.
Former police officer and firefighter Alderman Anthony Napolitano says something called stellate ganglion blocks will now be available to all city employees through the flexible spending account program.
I have a lot of brothers and sisters on both the police and fire that have suffered from a lot of these symptoms, as well as myself, and things that I've seen over those 15 years. And as well as we both have a lot of military friends and family who we knew that they could benefit from these procedures.
Dr. Eugene Lipoff says the procedure resets the body's fight or flight response and offers relief from PTSD symptoms.
So what happens in trauma is fight and flight nerves get overactivated and get stuck in that position. As long as it persists, turns out when you put local anesthetic onto the ganglion, which is in the neck, it seems to reset that.
In Chicago, there have been 20 suicides among police officers in the past 4 years. SGB is used to treat PTSD, anxiety, depression, and associated symptoms. Lisa Fielding, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Thornton Township board meeting last night was heated at times as trustees called for accountability from their supervisor. WBBM's Carolina Garibay with the story.
At one point, police were called in after someone compared Thornton Township Supervisor Tiffany Henyard to an animal during public comment. Trustees are calling on Henyard to be more transparent with her spending. Henyard says they're just bitter.
It's a lot of hate, jealousy, and envy amongst them towards their supervisor.
Trustee Carmen Carlisle brought up a community seniors bingo program where prizes were supposed to be donated.
It was presented that all the prizes were donated, but that is not the case. The prizes for bingo are being purchased by Thornton Township.
Carlisle invites former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot to investigate Henyard's spending at Thornton Township after Lightfoot was hired to do the same in Dalton, where Henyard is the mayor.
Lori Lightfoot did such a great job in Dalton. I will welcome her to kind of do the same thing here at Thornton Township.
The Thornton Township Board is currently operating without a fiscal budget. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A juvenile from the northern suburbs is in custody, accused of bringing a gun to school yesterday afternoon.
Highland Park Police responded to a report of a student with a firearm at North Shore Academy, which is operated by True North Educational Cooperative 804. The incident triggered a brief lockdown at nearby schools. The student was immediately taken into custody and a firearm was recovered. There were no shots fired, no one was injured, and there is no indication at this time there was intent to harm others. In a post to Facebook, the city of Highland Park says police will be increasing patrols near all Highland Park schools, quote, out of an abundance of caution. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.